USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tensions remain high in Kenosha, Wisconsin, where rioters burned buildings, looted stores, and attacked police officers overnight Sunday. The rioting came hours after a black man, Jacob Bell, was shot by police officers when he allegedly resisted arrest. Blake was rushed to a hospital and is in serious condition. As far as the damage in Kenosha,
they set garbage trucks on fire. They went toe-to-toe with the police in front of the courthouse. They set a car dealership on fire.
That's investigative reporter Drew Hernandez via his Twitter feed. The officers involved have been placed on administrative leave. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is telling his state to be ready for Tropical Storm Laura. The storm could make landfall as early as Wednesday. Storm surge could be as high as 10 feet. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The 4-day GOP convention has begun. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
One of the first agenda items when it got underway was Vice President Mike Pence being officially nominated for a second term. Former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker making the nomination.
It is my honor to nominate our friend, Michael R. Pence, to serve as the Republican Party's 2020 candidate for Vice President of these United States of America.
Among the speakers at the event this evening will be the president's eldest son, Don Jr.
A California appeals court has reversed the death penalty conviction of Scott Peterson, who was convicted of murdering his wife, Lacey Peterson, and unborn child in 2002. Peterson's attorneys argued in June that widespread media attention and errors in jury selection prevented his client from receiving a fair trial. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It was great for the Food and Drug Administration to grant an emergency use authorization for the use of convalescent plasma for the treatment of COVID-19, but it could have been done earlier. That's according to White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro.
Convalescent plasma is like the poster child for this. This is not controversial, Joe. This convalescent plasma, which is basically using the antibodies from somebody who's been infected to give the antibodies to somebody who's fighting the infection, this has been around across numerous things for decades, right? And the odds on the safety end, the odds of somebody being hurt by this is close to zero and probably zero.
Three additional states were approved for enhanced unemployment payments made possible by President Trump's recent executive order. New York, Alaska, and Georgia were approved Sunday, according to the announcement. New York, Alaska, and Georgia were approved on Sunday in an announcement made by FEMA, who is processing the applications. All three states chose the option that will see the unemployed get $300 weekly on top of regular unemployment payments. The money is coming entirely from the federal government. 26 states have now gained approval from FEMA to gain enhanced unemployment payments. South Dakota is the only state to officially decline any assistance, saying they don't need it because of low unemployment. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.